that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, Behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the man of the place asked him of his wife. And he said, She is my sister. For he feared to say, She is my wife, lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And unto Absalom there were born 3 sons and 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a fair countenance. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coasts of Israel, and found Abishag, a Shunammite, and brought her to the king. And the damsel was very fair, and cherished the king, and ministered to him, but the king knew her not. To bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, to show the people and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look on. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, Let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, under the custody of Hege the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purification be given them. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. Fair weather cometh out of the north, with God is terrible majesty. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the fluttering of her lips she forced him. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. When he speaketh fair, believe him not, for there are 7 abominations in his heart. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved. Yea, pleasant. Also, our bed is green. My beloved spake, and said unto me, Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse! How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices! Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights! In mine ears, said the Lord of hosts, of a truth many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitant. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee, they will seek thy life. The Lord called thy name a green olive tree, fair, and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult he hath kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. For even thy brethren and the house of thy father, even they, have dealt treacherously with thee. Yea, they have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction cometh, it cometh out of the north. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels of my gold and of my silver, which I had given thee, and madest to thyself images of men, and didst commit whoredom with them. And I will also give thee into their hand, and they shall throw down thine eminent place, and shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and shall take thy fair jewels, and leave thee naked and bare. They shall also strip thee out of thy clothes, and take away thy fair jewels. Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon with fair branches, and with a shadowing shroud, and of an high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs. Thus was he fair in his greatness, in the length of his branches, for his root was by great waters. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. Whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. And Ephraim is as an heifer that is taught, and loveth to tread out the corn. But I passed over upon her fair neck. I will make Ephraim to ride. Judah shall plough, and Jacob shall break his clods. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. He answered and said unto them, When it is evening, ye say it'll be fair weather, for the sky is red. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And hardly passing it, came unto a place which is called the Fair Havens, nigh whereunto was the city of Lasea. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ.